You're listening to the Thomas Talks Podcast.
Welcome to Thomas Talks Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything school buses. I'm your host, Tom Zelke from Daimler Trucks North America, and joining me today is Kaylee Edgerly, President and CEO of Thomas Built Buses, Mark Childers, Thomas Built Buses Powertrain and Technology Sales Manager, and Mark Richardson, e-mobility business development analyst for Thomas Built Buses. On today's podcast, we'll be talking about Electric Bus Authority and its funding options. Let's talk about financing. I think that might be the most important consideration for some districts. How does the Electric Bus Authority help districts find funding, and what type of support do you offer?
Great. So yeah, one of those consulting pieces in the that we bring is our financing expertise and our funding prowlessness in terms of finding those opportunities for our customers. So first of all, I want to talk about our funding, our financing options that we can bring to the table. And then I'm going to turn it over to Mark Richardson to talk about some of those funding works that we've kind of dug into and how we help our customers through that. So when we look at our financing opportunities, we're very fortunate, Thomas, to be partnered with Daimler Truck Finance, the finance arm of Daimler Trucks North America. And they bring a lot of expertise in the municipal funding area in all school bus applications. We use them quite a bit today. Our customers enjoy great benefits from using an in-house finance company. They understand our industry. They're able to structure finance contracts that meet our customers' needs in terms of terms and requirements for funding. So bringing Daimler Truck Finance to the table at the right time for our customers is a very important piece, because they're able to structure contracts on electric school buses that may include electric chargers. I mean, we can include the charging infrastructure in terms of the hardware itself, in addition to maybe the gap that maybe funding may not cover. And so Daimler Truck Finance has been a great partner for us. And we are excited about what they are thinking around the electric school buses as well, because they are considering other, you know, creative ways to look at this market in terms of leasing that they offer in their products. But I want to turn it over to Mark Richardson, because Mark has been very involved in our efforts to look at a much larger, much broader scope, everything from federal funding to state funding to local funding, and really kind of get his arms around what's available and using that information to give to our customers, and in some cases, you know, really kind of work with them hand in hand for their funding application. So, Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you if I can, and just let you kind of talk about, you know, those funding opportunities and maybe some of the databases that we put together for us and how we share that with our customers through the Electric Bus Authority.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Mark. So I was brought onto the EV team back in February, new to Thomas, and one of the main roles and responsibilities that I fulfill is to research and better understand the funding opportunities that are available out there for our customers and the dealer network. So I identify funding opportunities that are currently open, what states they're available in, you know, how much is available, how much funding you can get per bus, when the funding opportunity closes, and provide links to for the dealer to go research that more on their own, and or reach out to me, and I will definitely help them understand what that opportunity is and how to apply and the best way to get the funding. One of the things I'd like to say is I've really learned from fulfilling this role is that you really have to take the long view with these funding opportunities. You know, a lot of the awards that are happening now were awards that were or funding opportunities that were applied for before I even came onto the team with Thomas. So some of the different opportunities I'm helping different dealerships and customers apply for now, like Mark said, we might not see that funding come to fruition for 6 months to 18 months. It just depends. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the fruits of my labor, so to speak. But we have seen some awards come through that I have been involved in. So that's been great to see.
I'd add to what Mark shared there too, Tom, is that, you know, Mark is like I said, he's kind of our hands-on eyes and ears of what's going on in the industry. And, you know, it's information that we want to share with our customers and potential customers about, you know, electrification. And as Mark said, you know, these funding grants that are out there are complicated. You know, we have some customers who are very sophisticated. You know, maybe a customer you might think of and maybe in who has a lot of experience in grants, maybe grants such as the VW funding grant that's out there in the various states.